I'm Marcus Smith of the Constant Wonder Podcast. You may have just learned about Constant Wonder, and maybe you discovered it because of our special Advent series. Listeners to that series have gotten to know the amazing Gail Boss. She's author of All Creation Waits. Gail Boss is not just a deeply thoughtful guest in the Advent series, but she's a fan of our full-length excursions into life's awe and wonder. Right now, our production team is very busy preparing brand new episodes. Those are for season 10, and it begins January 8th. In the meantime, I'm very eager to share right here and now with you Gail's personal take on what she gains as a listener to the podcast. She shares an enthusiasm for our purpose, our quest, and I think she may just inspire you to explore our expansive archive of truly wonderful stories and interview guests. Here's some of what Gail has to say about what she has found in Constant Wonder.
I'm Gail Boss. I'm the author of All Creation Waits, The Advent Mystery of New Beginnings, an edition for both adults and one designed especially for children. I still remember the first Constant Wonder episode I listened to. It was the story of the first two women botanists to navigate the Colorado River and to map the plant life of the Grand Canyon in 1938. It was an amazing story of these two intrepid women.
They're standing on the riverbank, staring at their very first rapid, trying to decide how to navigate going through it. And one of the three boats, which is tied up on the shore, pulls away, and it heads off downriver all by itself.
Who navigated not only the rough waters of the Colorado River, but also the rough waters of a culture that believed that women didn't have the constitution or the strength to be explorers, a culture that maligned them for bravery that would have been celebrated if they'd been men. And it was not only the amazing story, but it was the way the episode brought that story to life. There were actors reading diary entries and letters from the principals in the expedition, reading newspaper accounts of that harrowing trip from 1938, and an interview with the author who brought their story to the larger public, an author, as it turns out, who had a personal investment in the story. I listened to that episode three times, and each time I thought, wow, if Elzada Clover and Lois Jotter could be that brave and could so believe in their mission despite all of the cultural flack they took, then maybe I could be a bit braver in my little life, too. You know, as somebody who writes about our animal kin, of course I'm especially taken with the episodes of Constant Wonder that wonder at animal life. But it's not just the amazingness of the animal stories that hooks me. Constant Wonder connects me to people who have relationships with animals that bring them into a greater fascination, a greater wonder and awe, that bring them a more abundant life. I got all teary listening to Roger Hansen describe how spending time with seahorses saved him.
She was just really small when I first met her, maybe 2.5 or 3 inches, you know, in length. We don't talk about tall, but length in seahorse life. To up to where she was about 11 inches in length when I didn't see her. She was the last when that oil spill came.
And I was in awe of George Smith, a man about my age, I think, so mid-60-something, who's still climbing cliff faces in the British Isles to protect peregrine falcons. What devotion. And the bravery of Kartik Satyanarayan, the bear man of India. The animal episodes enthrall me, but also the episodes that tell about people immersed in their art, or their science, or their religion, or their culture. Constant Wonder presents me with people immersed in the things that fascinate them, which makes me want to dive deeper into the things that fascinate me too, because I can hear how such fascination, such abandon to wonder, can make all of us more alive.
Gail Boss. She's author of All Creation Waits. Again, we're going to return with new Constant Wonder episodes, Season 10, January 8th, and we'll kick things off with Nature at Night, from salamanders and bobcats to evening primroses and giant moths. Beloved author Cy Montgomery rejoins us as well in early 2025 with her infectious fascination for any and all life forms. And as host of the show, I'm looking forward to being with you as well. And if you're looking for us, we're available on every major podcast platform. Constant Wonder, a production of BYU Radio.